going right now. She kind of moved her head and looked around, and she said, I think it's gone. I said, there you go. Every time. Every time. Anytime. Go in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 We need power, and He gives it. Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Okay. Where are we at? Okay. 14. When Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. That's Peter's mother-in-law. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and made tuna fish sandwiches. Wait a minute. She arose and ministered to them. Okay, well, they were fishing, why not? Okay. But look how quick that happened. She's got a fever, and immediately she rose. I remember a lady in the Philippines. It was so hot you couldn't hardly breathe, and she's got a fever. And I go down this little shack, dirt floor and sticks, and pray for her. And the devil says, well, she's going to die, and they'll hang you before nightfall. Because you're going to be a false prophet. You come in here and think you can heal, and they'll just bring you up. But I went down and prayed for her. It was long, late in the afternoon. That night, he came and says, I'm healed. Oh, what? Because I could just feel that rope almost. You know what started happening? With that one healing, men in the Philippines are like they are here, macho. Macho, gonna be macho man, okay? And they like to send the women and kids to church, and not a whole lot of them go to church. But these men started coming at night and during the noon hour, right in front of the neighbors and everybody, to get prayed for healing. Why? Because they heard, they're like that centurion, they seen something happen, say, there's something going on here. Maybe we can get something. You get the men coming right out in the daytime and asking for prayer. In a macho society, I'm telling you, it's Jesus. He's the only one who can break those walls down. And that was kind of scary. And then I remember going to a church and people were in line, and to the interpreter, I asked this gal if she got healed. I remember hearing what he said and looking and saying something. And what she said was, that's what I got in mind for. Oh, I felt about that tall. I didn't ask anybody else. But sure, they were getting healed. I mean, they were tuned in and getting it. Hallelujah. So when you're ministering, don't think this isn't Primrose Lane. The devil's on you constantly. But see, the more he picks on me, the more I know it's going to happen. Now, he's trying to tell me this morning already. Better so I'm here or come to get healed. It ain't going to happen because they got doubt and unbelief. They got whatever. Satan is a liar. You know how you know when Satan's lying? He is lift or moving. Hallelujah. And he don't sound like the Lord either. Okay. Now look at this, 16. When even was come, nighttime, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed how many?
All
that were sick. What does all mean? All means all, even in Watusi. If it means all, you know, if we take all the furniture out of here, how much is left? None. See, we're pretty good mathematicians today, aren't we? If we take all the furniture out, there's none left. So all means all. So all are going to be touched today. Because he said so. Now look at why. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. See, he paid the price. That's why you're eligible today. He paid the ultimate price for all of us. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter what you did. He paid the price. He doesn't give us a license to steal. He changes the heart. He first thing he does is if you let him, he'll give you a heart transplant. And you'll begin to be different. And instead of ragging on your neighbor, you'll begin to pray for it. Don't you know what his dog does in my yard every morning? Well, pray, and the Lord will take care of that too. Get the guy to put it in somebody else's yard. No. You begin to be responsible. Praise the Lord.
Praise praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let all God's children praise the Lord. Raise up those heavy bands. Raise up your holy hands. Let all God's children praise the Lord. Let's do it again. We're gonna praise the Lord,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord,
hallelujah.
Let all God's children praise the Lord. Shake off those heavy bands, sickness, illness, disease. Lift up those holy hands. Let all God's children praise the Lord. You know, I went to a house recently, and I was supposed to witness to this elderly gentleman, and his daughter was scared spitless almost that he wouldn't be witnessed to. So we're sitting around talking, and finally the Lord spoke to me, wait till after supper, because a man is a little easier to deal with after he's eaten. Amen? All men, okay? So after supper, he got to talking, and pretty soon he said, you know what? You remind me of my father and my grandfather. I said, hey, I'm family. He said, yeah, you just remind me of my father and my grandfather. I'm thinking. So when I asked about prayer, I didn't say, can I pray for you? But he might have said no. I said, how about you going to take a trip if I give you a blessing? Well, that was okay. Well, then I went through the whole route once I got my hands on him. You know, I mean, you pray because you're waiting for an opening. The Lord can open the door, no man can open. And so he opened that door, and I believe great things are going to happen from that. But, you know, when they start telling you, look like maybe you're related, wonder if I had some of the same names in my family. I said, well, we go back, we all got off the ark. Yeah, we did. Yes. Yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. So if you need something, it is so complicated and hard, all you have to do is say yes. I want everybody to say it. Yes. Say it again. Yes. See how easy it is? I had a guy get me outside on the porch the other night. He said, how hard is it to get the Holy Ghost? Well, for some it's real hard, but for me, teaching people, all you have to do is say yes. Boy, I got quiet. See, you don't have to crawl through cracked glass backwards to some altar. You just open up and say, yeah, I want everything I got. If you went down to see, this is Burger King, or Christ the King, we do it his way. Burger King, you do it your way. Now, if you went down to Burger King and you have a full meal deal, and they dropped off your drink and your fries, and you only got the burger, you'd scream like a pig under a gate, wouldn't you? I want my fries, my drink. Where's my fries, my drink? Boy, I can just hear you hollering. Clear up here. But see, Jesus got a full meal deal, and we haven't been taught that it's all paid for. It belongs to us. Why? Because he paid the price. Everybody can receive. It's free. And so all you have to do is say, yes. Say it again. Yes. Praise you. Yeah, Jesus will take you to dinner and it's paid for. Anybody wants free lunch, you can come up here and you're going to get it pretty soon. Banquet. Banquet. You know, I could go on, but I think we got the idea. And what I want to do, there's a couple people came here today for back problems. And, right, they came to leave them. They came with them, they're going to leave them, okay? Then I won't embarrass anybody, but we're going to do announcements and do things later, but I would like anybody that's really got pain and really hurting, whatever it is, that if you can just come up here and the Lord will set you free now. Because I just think this is the time, and we're all family here, and nobody's gonna get all excited about anything. And if you need the Holy Ghost, we can do that too. Okay. Let me.
So.
Thank you, Jesus.
We serve a good God, and I've been hurting since 96. I injured my back, and I went to a physical therapist last week, and he said I had to live with this the rest of my life. So I thank God I had another.
Amen. Now he went to a therapist last week, and the therapist said he had to live with a bad back the rest of his life. See, that's not true. It's not true. See, but Jesus, see, the old saying, but God, hallelujah. So you really can really do the old twist though. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got another prospect. Praise the Lord. We break the spirits of inheritance, the third and fourth generation, the sins and iniquities of the fathers. I'll break every curse off of him right now, in Jesus' name. And Lord, it says that spirits follow us to the third and fourth generation. And Lord, we don't even know who they were. But you know, Lord, and you've broken these powers off this man, this day in Jesus' name. Lord, we just give you praise. Lord, the Holy Spirit is here. And he's feeling the fire. It's a God that wants us by fire. Pulling our people in the form. Thank you, Jesus. It's really not fire. You're wondering about drinking this new wine, Lord. And so we want to help you to the bar. Go to the bar. Drink all you want. When you want. We just thank you for it. We just thank you for it. Lord, I come against us. Any spirits of rejection, Lord. Forgiveness. Anything that traps us. Lord, we just lay it on the altar today and give it to you. You don't need to pack it anymore. To come against the spirit of heaviness, loose it, and let him be free. In
can be just feeling like he's going to just float out of here. Jesus' name. Lord, anger. In Jesus' name, I give it to you. Every burden in here, the people, the worst world, wherever it is, we just give you the name. Be free, be the Lord, set free, be free, be free. Power down.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, son.
And there was
Pam,
light.
How have you been?
How many knows that he does it for boys and girls too?
He was born with a leg short.
One short of the other. How many knows boys can grow it out
again? The farthest I've seen has been 4 inches. When a guy's leg grew out, it hadn't sunk up here yet, so he was walking like a guy from Montana. He had a shoe on and walking around. That was really neat. Oh, okay. How would I do that? Okay, turn your chair sideways. Okay, let me see if you like. Okay. 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 Okay, we need to turn the chair the other way, so it's straight over here. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, always do it. Bring that light forth now. Command it to grow. It comes in the name of Jesus. All the way, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. All the way, Lord. Praise you, Lord. It's almost there. Hallelujah. How about that? You feel something? Okay. Stand up now. And just face me. Lord, I command this pelvis to rotate in Jesus' name. Every nerve, every bone, every muscle, Lord. That leg is short. Now you have to adjust his lower back. And adjust him in Jesus' name. And I just thank you for it. Every nerve, bone, and muscle in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Lord, bring that arm forth. Bring it up.
Thank you, Lord.
Bring it up.
There we go.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, every nerve, every bone, and every muscle, I break the spirits of inheritance of the third and fourth generation, sins and iniquities of the fathers. And Lord, you're straightening this spine right now. In Jesus' name. It is under the blood. I thank you, Lord. Set him free. And who the Lord has set free is free indeed. And just give you a praise. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you that this also includes the new mind, here in the steps, and growing arms, and everything that you do, and everything that you do forever. Thank you, Lord, that you're serious about, Lord, that how people see you, that you're serious, and I don't know what's going on. Lord, that it's just covering you with blood, and you know that this personal friend now really is a chosen
when people are running around dropping in, they're saying,
well, I'm personal with the guy that's not at all.
You're on top of the heat now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
When the Lord does it, He does it right.
Do your feet together. Yeah. Father, in Jesus' name, I command this pelvis to rotate now. In the name of Jesus, every nerve, every bone, every muscle. Lord, you're going up and down the spine now, and you're healing for if he had this accident. You're going to completely touch him, healing. There isn't going to be any more pain or discomfort in this body, in Jesus' name. But Lord, you are the one who formed me, and you're the one that renews, and you're the one that makes new, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now let me check your arms. Just like that. Is it straight? Lord, bring that arm forth. That sounds to Jesus. You're real obedient this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, every nerve and every bone and every muscle. Lord, that the brain stem be connected directly to the spine. And Lord, he has power now. Lord, power. He can drink of that new wine because it belongs to him. Lord, that's what they were doing coming out of the upper room. They were laughing, falling down. People thought they were drunk. It was the Holy Spirit. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Right out. There's something you couldn't do. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just thank you for taking the soreness out of that arm in Jesus' name, setting him free. We'll just give you power and authority and dominion over that in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. While you're up here, hand me your mic. Stuff's not the internet. Some don't know.
We built a website for Jesus. Primarily, it's I did a lot of the coding, which is necessary. Bud and I and Sandy and my mom and Brian were primarily the participants in it. And we're up to, at this date, about 163,000, I can't remember which, this morning, people come in less than a year. We're going to hit probably about 200,000 in about 1 year have come through. And it's touched a lot of lives. Last time, since this January, there have been people from over, last time I checked, which is last week, since this January, only people from 65 countries have come through in less than a little bit more than a month and a half. So it is quite international. There's quite a few people coming in from different countries.
Oh, yeah. All over the place. Okay, yeah.
There's a lot of people writing in. I have what's known as a guest book. People can write comments in. And a number of people written in things like they felt that this is the best Christian website on the internet. A number of them have said that. The most spiritual. And one young lady, I think, is from, I can't remember if it's from a foreign country. For some reason I'm thinking Hong Kong, but I'm not sure if that's it. She wrote that every time she's depressed or feeling down, she comes in and reads one of the testimonies and really lifts her up and feels good about it. Oh, yes, I forgot. Somebody wrote in about Guy and Bobby's song, The Lord is My Shepherd song. They wrote in, and they play it quite often, and it really blesses him, and they wrote in and really wanted to thank Guy and Bobby for dedicating their time and effort to put forth this song, and it's really touched them spiritually. And so, yeah, the site's going out, and we have great plans. If I get done in my house here, I can get back at it, and got some great plans for putting a lot more audio on, almost building another website, in this case just in audio form, and touching a whole bunch more people. Somewhere between 20 and 25,000 people a month are coming through. A month. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if they're new, but it's just people are coming through. About 20, 25,000. The technology is there when I'm looking at it right now. There's something that the internet is unicast, which is basically like having a phone conversation one-on-one. They're going to be coming out with multicast, which is more like radio or television. It's a one-to-many. And when that happens, then the audio could potentially reach, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people at one time. And so the possibility of becoming like a worldwide radio station is very much a reality, or even television for that matter, is very much a reality. So.
Okay, Mr. Mike, I guess I'll turn it over to you again. You got something? What? Oh. Oh. Oh, okay. Well, he isn't going to stay here forever, and then the rest of us will get prayer. Okay. All right. This one?
Looks like the broom won, too. Oh, right when this is going on, it's got... Come all ye who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the riches of fare. Give an ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love, promise.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a promise that he just made to these guys this morning. They gave you, you can't get out of it now. You're sunk. You're there. Just a couple things. Every Monday night, 7:30, Brad has church here. Tuesday, 7 o'clock is intercession here. Wednesday is you're getting the prison ministry going. If people talk to Gene, if they want to get involved in that. Thursday, at Bud's house at 10 o'clock. Does everybody know where Bud lives? Anybody not know? No, I think it's that way. It's about 5 miles on the other side of... It's about 4 miles, 5 miles on the other side of Mama, south. And it's just on Old Fort Road. Okay. Oh, we got calendars. My birthday's not on here, though. Wrong month. we're in the midst of looking for a couple other announcements. Looking for a bigger place to carry on God's work. We found a building down on Front Street. And it's 910 Front Street. And just if you go over the bridge, get in the left-hand lane, get on right underneath the bridge, get in the left-hand lane again, just past the light, you know where Keith Brown's Lumberyard is, and grocery outlets between the two of them. It's a big blue and white building. It's 22,000 square feet, and you can't miss it. We're looking at getting into about 5,000 feet of it. Well, part of it's 30 feet. The part we're going to rent is 16 feet. Plenty of room to jump. But we're going to meet a realtor over there at 2 o'clock. And we'd love people to show up and give an opinion and look and see what they feel. We're just outgrowing this place. God has a lot more for us in store, and so we've got to go. And it's not a high-class, falutin place, but God can be there too. We have a lot more things to do with our money than... pretty building, you know. Yeah, most commercial places in Salem are about $1 a square foot. This is 20 cents a square foot. Needs a little fixing up, so it needs a lot of TLC, guys. But it's a place that had a lot of growth potential. We want to deal a lot with the homeless and people that need help, and this is right down in the middle part of town, and so it's please show up at 2 o'clock. Take a walk through, because we need input, we need help. We're outgrowing here. Bud said today we need to start going to two services. 2 o'clock today. Sandy doesn't have that on the calendar either. There is that. There's a demand. There is a demand. And it's for the building fund, it's for our ministry, it's for our family. It's for this family. And there's a lot going on, and Bud wanted me to mention that he wants us to start next Sunday. Having two services, one at 9:30.
8:30. How many would get up that early? Do we have anybody that would come? Okay, there's a few. Okay, if they go like from 8:30 until 10:30, and then they give us a half hour to clean out, and they'll go, and then the others come in, and then the other church will start at 11 and go till about 1. How many could make 11 stops?
The problem we have is the fire marshal, and we want to do everything on the upright. The fire marshal says there can only be 49 people in here. You know, and that's including kids, adults, and all. And we've been illegal for a long time, folks. You know, and we don't want to be that way. We want to uphold everything. And so that's the reason we're really searching, and I think this other one could probably fit about 300. So we can have a real good growing spurt. You know, and then we can, if that doesn't work, we can also rent the other part and we can add another 10,000 so that we can grow another, 2,000 people. You know?
I need prayer. We need prayer to, you know, to get over here by 8:30 because we barely get here at 10, you know, so my little sweetie, you know, we're going to have to.
Who's gonna make a commitment to call Bud at 5 o'clock every Sunday morning? You know, we'll make. Okay. We're not trying to divide this family by any means of the word, but we're trying to comply with what is Caesar's. You know, we put it down that way. And that's the reason this building is something that needs to go fast. And yes, Mr. Kevin. Yes. Yeah, Glenn said he can be here at 3. So, but, you know, we'll improvise. Well, hey, we can get another worship team. There's other people in here I know can sing a whole lot better than me. And that's a fact. I mean, so... Yeah, there is. But this is where we're headed, because God's got us on the move. Mr. Paul? Amen. Buddy wants to start preaching 3 and 4 services a day, so this is where we're going to be. You know, we're going We do. This is what it's about. This is because to get God's word out, and to do that, we need to move. I mean, if we had to, we could go outside in the parking lot. We could have church outside. No, you know, and this building can happen fast. You know, this is a building that's set up in a point where, you know, we could be there in a month. You know, so this split service is just a temporary thing, and we're not looking at doing this thing over a month. We can get this if we get help, and it, you know, I know there's a lot of people here that know how to paint, clean, sheetrock. I mean, you know, a couple weekends with this group and a potluck, afterwards. I know before everybody just lays around and goes to sleep. I mean, so the potluck's got to be afterwards. You know, we can get a couple weekends, a couple Sundays, or meet on a Saturday, and then, or, you know, Sunday after church, have a get-together, and it wouldn't take very long to get this going. You know, so another thing is, there's a couple of people that I know there's some people that smoke and some people that don't. Standing right in front of the door, there's a lot of people come in that smoke, that don't smoke, that it offends. So if we're smoking, can we just kind of walk around the corner a little bit instead of right in the door? Because when you open the door, it kind of sucks it right in the building. You know, and I know everybody here is courteous of other people's thoughts, and if we can just kind of slide around the corner, and, you know, if we need to get a couple chairs out there, we can do that. You know, we'll just make sure somebody sets a couple chairs around the corner, brings them back in. You know, because we're not saying stop smoking, that God will convict you of that. That's, but, yep. We just, don't want those people that, that knot on his head. Yep, it is. So, you know, if somebody just take it in thought. Has anybody else got a testimony today for what's going on in their lives before we, you know, we still got a lot more prayer. You know, we don't have to be over there until 2 o'clock, you know, so.
My folks are going to get back together, praise God. They're 86 years old and they've had a separation. And that's the one that thinks he's related, but so please pray for him. I just his name's Orville. And anyway, they've had a separation time and they're getting back together. And then one of the things that Dad wanted to do was move to Washington, and Mom said no. And she said, if you're going to go there, you can go by yourself. And so that was caused the separation. And she came under conviction. She's a Christian, knows that she needs to obey what God is telling her to do. Anyway, all of that to say, they have a lift chair, you know, one of those electric lift chairs, and we'll give it to anybody that wants it, has a need for it. Also a double bed, and maybe a dresser, I'm not sure about that yet. But if anybody's interested, let me know.
Anybody want a calendar? Okay, here, why don't you pass them out, Pam? Yeah, I think there's a bunch there to go out through. We got a lot. We're going to start. You know, if there's things coming up and everybody that, weddings, something, you know, make sure let Sandy know. There's a lot of information that can go on here and let people know. We got, thank you everybody for signing that, the book that one day we're going to start a directory. So thank you for signing the book. You got to sign it today then. If you didn't sign the book, we got a new page to sign. Donna, would you do me a favor? Peggy's homesick today, and I know a lot of people know she's not feeling good. Will you stand in for her? I just want to, you know, and Mary, Glenn, why don't you stand in for Larry? Come up here. Somebody else got somebody that's not here today? Then want to stand in for? You know, because that's what it's all about. What do we got here? Everett? Okay. So, Mary, it's a baseball game. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
not seen him in the room, but he hasn't reached him whatsoever with him. So we're going both set out. Anything whatsoever. I'm going to get one inside and one there. Let's move him, but it's down. I'm going to put it. See him in the level of the salvation. If it's moved, it's not even going to be there. Yeah, you're good. Yeah. 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 Yeah.